We had about 70 or 80 carloads of people, so probably a couple hundred people at a minimum. We're quite blown away by the level of support, but in many ways it confirms what we knew all along. We knew that the opposition we were experiencing from leaders in the community didn't reflect the community itself. And I think that that was borne out by the numbers we saw yesterday and the enthusiasm of the participants. We encountered a lot of opposition to doing this event, a lot of criticism over how it was branded, what it was called, the fact that we were even protesting to begin with. And I think that anyone who saw what took place yesterday would be hard-pressed to be able to say there was anything wrong with it or anything negative about it. It was a very positive and inclusive and good showing of, I think, our community's sense of welcome and acceptance. I think that this time of isolation during the pandemic has forced us to work together in ways that we hadn't fully explored in the past. And I think that we have naturally built our strength through solidarity with one another. So, you know, we were really pleased that we had supporters come yesterday from Thunder Bay, from Kenora, and from Dryden and other places because they wanted to be part of sending a strong message that our communities in the Northwest are places where LGBT people can have a home for themselves, can move and be accepted, can return if they've moved away, because we need them. We need that sense of diversity. We need people who are looking to move here for various reasons, whether it be professional or to start a business or a new job, to be able to search online and discover that our community bucks their assumptions about what life in the North is like. I hope that from today, I mean, it's a political demonstration. Whether there is any significant change of the township's position is one thing. But I hope that for the community members, because that's really who this is for, it's for people in the community who are different, who are LGBT, who are questioning. I hope that for young people in the community, they look at this and they feel emboldened and empowered and have identified that there are allies and organizations and labor unions and community leaders around them that want them to thrive and be successful and cared for. I also hope more broadly that events like this remind people that we don't need to take things that we find unacceptable lying down, that we live in a democratic society and there are ways to engage in the political process even when you don't get the outcomes that you want. And I hope that we can continue to build an engaged and active social fabric through that type of activity. Like yesterday was a peaceful demonstration, and I think that that sort of action is really important to nurturing a good civic culture.